I've just been informed that the prelude is finished and that I have some things to do. So, welcome to St. James Westminster on this wonderful second Sunday of Advent. We have a few announcements to make, and the first one is a huge, huge thank you. Yesterday was Christmas in the Village and Breakfast with Santa here at St. James Westminster. The whole community came together to put on an incredible opportunity for kids to meet with Santa and have a great breakfast. Stars of the show are definitely John Seislin and his kitchen crew, so thank you for that. Stephen Hallowitz and Duncan Seislund sang and played guitar and piano for 2.5 hours straight. And Laura did a ton of coordinating with the Christmas in the Village people and made the event the smoothest one that I've been to yet. So it was absolutely fabulous. And a big thank you for everyone else who was involved in volunteering, helping set up and decorate, helping tear down, and the whole multitude of things that it takes to make such a wonderful thing happen. There are a few other announcements. Bette Cunningham is in the hall ready for, she's right there. She's in the church going to worship with us, but she'll sneak out so that she'll be in the hall after the service. So you can buy gift cards at face value and a small proceeds go back to supporting the church. It's a great Christmas opportunity. Anne had something? Oh, yes, that's right. Thank you. Bette Cunningham, just as she did right now, has been reminding us that the Christmas letter has been put into the Thanksgiving envelope because only about a third of those actually got taken. So if you did not get your Thanksgiving letter, your Christmas letter is tucked inside it as well. So be sure to grab both of those letters at the end of the service, and hopefully Bette will be out there reminding us as we exit that we should grab those from the mailbox in the Sterling Vestry.
I have postcards for anyone and everyone who would like to come next Saturday from 1 till 4. We're going to meet in the parish hall. We're going to watch Christmas movies. Kids who are 5 and up are welcome to come, have their parents drop them off, and then go and do whatever December errands you might have to do. We would love to take care of your kids. Kids who are younger than 5 are absolutely welcome. They just need a grown-up to come with them. So, I have postcards with links to the registration page, and we look forward to seeing everybody there.
So, I believe those are our announcements. And welcome. Let us now shift from the busyness of the world into the stillness of Advent. From the Christ who was, is, and shall be, grace and peace be with you.
Holy One. long for you to be with us and make us your home. All creation praises your name. All creation
Light one candle for peace.
Because the world is broken and the wait is long, but we refuse to be frozen by fear.
Peace comes in fits and starts. A deep breath, a courageous truth, a humble heart.
Prepare the way, for the Lord comes to make the broken whole. So we light one candle, because it only takes one. Christ with us. Amen.
Almighty God, who sent your servant John the Baptist to prepare your people to welcome the Messiah, inspire us, the ministers and stewards of your truth, to turn our disobedient hearts to you, that when the Christ shall come again to be our judge, we may stand with confidence before his glory, who is alive and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Please be seated for a proclamation from Holy Scripture.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. A shoot shall come out from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him. The spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide by what his ears hear, but with righteousness he shall judge the poor and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth and with the breath of his lips. He shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt around his waist, and faithfulness the belt around his loins. The wolf shall live with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, Their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain. For the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. On that day the root of Jesse shall stand as a signal to the peoples. The nations shall inquire of him, and his dwelling shall be glorious. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Give the king your justice, O God, and your righteousness to the king's son,
that he may rule your people righteously and the poor with justice,
that the mountains may bring prosperity to the people and the little hills bring righteousness.
He shall defend the needy among the people, rescuing the poor and crushing the oppressor.
He shall live as long as the sun and moon endures, from one generation to another.
He shall come down like rain upon the mown field, like showers that water the earth.
In his time shall the righteous flourish. There shall be abundance of peace till the moon shall be no more.
Blessed are you, Lord God, the God of
be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In those days, John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness of Judea, proclaiming, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." This is the one of whom the prophet Isaiah spoke when he said, "The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make his path straight." Now John wore clothing of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Then the people of Jerusalem and all Judea were going out to him and all the region along Jordan, and they were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many Pharisees and Sadducees coming for baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit worthy of repentance. Do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our ancestor,' for I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham. Even now the axe is lying at the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with the water of repentance, but one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor and will gather his wheat into the granary, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you.
May the words of my lips and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Do you know that I've never actually heard an honest-to-goodness fire-and-brimstone sermon from a pulpit? I've not. I've seen it in the movie. I've heard stories of it, but I've never actually seen or been present in the congregation for someone pounding their fist. The closest that I've ever been to that was in a parish that things weren't going well, and it was this Sunday that the priest read these readings and gave the dismissal after the whole service was done. Go in peace, you brood of vipers. There was a letter to the bishop, there was an apology, there was a number of things. But that was the closest that I've ever gotten to a good fire and brimstone sermon. The readings today are a little weird. We had Laura read one of the most beautiful pieces of poetry in Scripture, one that just fills my heart with joy. The image and the poetry of peace on earth, of the animals lying down together, of a child playing on a poisonous snake and not getting bitten. It's a beautiful, beautiful image of a hope and a reality that we know we're not in, but that we're longing for. And on the other hand, we have John the Baptist, the ancient world's equivalent of a crazy street preacher with a megaphone telling everyone, repent, the time is nigh. Literally, that's what he is. Camel hair is not comfortable. Has anyone touched a camel? We've got a few. It's coarse, it's thick, it's scratchy. Wearing a camel hair robe, not on the outside, fur would be on the inside, and the belt wrapped around you would hold it all nice and tight and scratchy. And then going around eating grasshoppers and wild honey. What makes wild honey? Really big bees. I don't want to fight for my food like that. This guy was a bit of a spectacle. And we're handed these two images today to do something with. And I've been wrestling with, how do you tie those two things together? A beautiful image of poetry and, you brood of vipers, get out of here, you're not welcome. Well, it came to me a little bit last weekend. Last weekend, I wasn't here. I was in Calgary at my sister-in-law's baby shower. It's her first baby, and my wife was recruited to be the host of the baby shower and to run the games. And if you have ever met Heather, you know that she sits at the back of the church and disappears before coffee hour because she does not like being social. I have been doing a lot of pastoral care to Heather, making sure that the dinners are cooked while she recovers from this ordeal. But it was a wonderful visit. We were out in Calgary, and within the Saturday, Sunday, and Monday that we were there, we had two belated birthday parties, one preemptive birthday party, the baby shower, and a Christmas thing. It was intense. And about halfway through this wonderful gathering, I thought, man, I miss my couch. And I did. I missed my couch. How is it that in the middle of something that is wonderful and unique and lovely and something you don't get to do very often, you can still long for something else? Well, if you're human, and I hope most of you are, it's very possible to hold two realities in tension. You can be in the middle of something good and long for something different. And you can be in the middle of something bad and still find peace. I think that's what the readings offer us today. It's not so much that John is this crazy figure. It's the tying together of sometimes we need to be shaken out of our comfortable reality. My couch is a great place to sit. It's my favorite place to sit. But sometimes I need to be in Calgary to realize how much I miss it. Sometimes I need to be shaken out of the daily routine that we all find ourselves in. And once we're shaken out of it, that gives us an opportunity to look back into our lives to see what God is doing. The season of Advent is an incredibly special time. It is a time in which the church makes space. It tries to do things a little differently. We didn't process in. Michael got caught talking to the congregation before the service began and had to be reminded to come in and start the service. Things happen in slightly different ways that give us space to see what God is doing. The truth is, the real absolute truth, is that Jesus and God love each and every person in this room. Each one of you. And God has not stopped working in this world. Things are happening in your life right now that God is present in. Might be hard to believe, you might be able to put your finger on it, but God has not abandoned you. Sometimes we need to be shaken out of our rhythm, shaken out of our routine, to see what it is that God is doing. John the Baptist is that character. He's the one who's calling out, who's shaking things up, causing trouble and disturbance, so that people may recognize that God is at work. Before the 8:30 service, I was also mingling and got distracted with some parishioners, and we were talking about how is it that for 2,000 years we've been praying for world peace, and we are still praying for world peace. Has God been ignoring us? Have we not been praying hard enough? They're good questions. My answer simply was that vision of Isaiah that we read today, isn't it worth waiting 2,000 years for? Isn't it worth praying for another 2,000 years until it happens? The season of Advent disrupts us from our normal rhythm, the normal busyness, and gives us space so that we can look into our lives and see what God is doing. Because God is doing great things. Amen. The congregation, please stand. Let us confess the faith of our baptism as we say, I believe in God.
Let us pray. The response to the prayers of the people this morning, Emmanuel, come soon. We're preparing a way. In our season of waiting and preparation, stir up expectancy and displace complacency. Awaken our senses to you, Emmanuel, God with us, and growing within us to be born in new ways, revealing your love and your glory. Emmanuel, come soon. We're preparing a way. We pray for the church throughout the world, for our siblings in Christ and our friends of other faiths. Give faith leaders wisdom and courage to know your heart, to do your will, and to speak your good news into this present moment. Emmanuel, come soon. We're preparing a way. We pray for Canada and all the nations that live on Turtle Island, that those with authority or power will level the uneven ground of policies and practices, making pathways for equity and reconciliation. We pray that all in positions of influence will be moved to heal and to protect the earth, its resources, and its inhabitants. Not just for an election cycle or a fiscal period, but to propel present and future generations to their full potential. Emmanuel, come soon. We're preparing a way. We pray for the world aching for respite from conflict and yearning for lasting peace. We pray for those sheltering from airstrikes, from abuse, from the elements. We pray for those whose duty makes them complicit in the suffering. Emmanuel, come soon. We're preparing a way. We pray for our life together in London and area, and here at St. James Westminster. In our busy, concrete, urban world, where light pollution obscures the stars, where tiny bits of green space will suffice for playgrounds and dog parks. The wilderness outside the city can be a refuge where we recover our souls in the beauty of your creation. We thank you for opportunities to find ourselves in the wonders of the wild. John's prophecy from the wilderness was from a desert of exile and great vulnerability, a place of otherness. Regardless of our privilege, each of us has known or will know the despair that comes from rejection, from betrayal, from trauma, from addiction, or from a myriad of circumstances that can separate us from our vital connection to you and to others. We turn to you for your promise of comfort and for your shepherdly care. Emmanuel, come soon. We're preparing a way. Today, we remember those who have asked us to pray for them. Holy One, we hold into your healing love those who are sick or suffering, and those who care for them, and those who do not believe they are worthy of your mercy. We remember them in silence or aloud, especially Joan, Steve, Amy and family, Brian, Mikhail, Samantha, Rose, Beverly, Charles, Cheryl, Terry, Keith. We pray for those who are near death. We remember those who have died and pray for those who mourn. We know that we are like grass, yet you cherish each blade. Emmanuel, come soon. We're preparing a way. Jesus, infant, shepherd, king, even as we are getting ready for you to make your home with us and in us, you are carrying us home from our exiles. Help us clear away our obstacles and our distractions, that the path may be smooth and our hope may be fulfilled. Amen.
My dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. God welcomes sinners and invites them to this table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God, we confess that we Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please stand. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
God, our strength, we are nothing without you. Receive all we offer you this day as you sustain us with your mercy. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with
you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Blessed are you, gracious God, creator of heaven and earth. We give you thanks and praise through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who in the fullness of time came among us in our flesh and opened to us the way of salvation. Now we watch for the day when he will come again in power and great triumph to judge this world, that we, without shame or fear, may rejoice to behold his appearing. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. We give thanks to you, Lord, our God, for the goodness and love you have made known to us in creation, in calling Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all in the word made flesh, Jesus, your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, a death he freely accepted, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, Father, according to his command,
we remember his death, we proclaim his resurrection, we await his coming in glory.
And we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we, made acceptable in him, may be sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, reconcile all things in Christ and make them new, and bring us to that city of light where you dwell with all your children. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation, by whom, and with whom, and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory.
God of promise, you prepare a banquet for us in your kingdom. The gifts of God for the people of God.
Thank you.
Let us stand and continue in prayer. Faithful God, we thank you for feeding us with this heavenly banquet. Help us always to hear the prophet's call to turn our hearts to you. In the name of Jesus Christ the Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God. Be steadfast in faith, joyful in hope, and untiring in love all the days of your life. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. My friends, go forth in the name of Christ.